Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and on the phone with me today I have Sherry Torkus, who is a pharmacist. And how are you today, Sherry?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, and we are talking today about when you should call the doctor, right?
That's right.
Okay, so is that a big question for some people?
It really is. For parents of young children, also grandparents taking care of young children, it becomes a bit of a concern when the child comes down with, say, a fever, has tummy troubles, diarrhea, vomiting, maybe cold and flu, cough, things like that, or skin rash. And I think for a lot of caregivers, you know, they're wondering, you know, should I really go to the doctor? Is this necessary? Is a visit warranted? And, you know, the concern is when we take children into hospitals or clinics or doctor's offices, they do get exposed to germs in that office. So if we can manage some of the minor ailments at home, then that's a great way to go, because we're avoiding a potentially problematic visit where kids are going to be encountering other types of issues.
I guess I'm far enough removed from having children in the home to wonder why there's a question as to when you should go to the doctor and when you shouldn't go to the doctor.
Right. So, I think the big issue is, if it's not necessary to go to the doctor, if you can just manage the situation at home, say it's a low-grade fever or a little bit of diarrhea or vomiting, it may be in the child's best interest versus taking them to the health clinic or the doctor's office where they could be exposed to viruses, bacteria, germs in the waiting room. And so I think I have some tips that will help make it easier for caregivers to figure out what types of things they can manage at home. There are some simple things you can get in the pharmacy, and also things you may already have in your house that can help to address some of these issues. And then we'll also talk about at what point does a call to the doctor become necessary.
Okay. So what are some of the things that people should be able to handle at home?
Right. So let's start off talking about a fever, because that's a common issue this time of year, where kids are coming down with colds and flus, and you could have a low-grade fever or it could be a high fever. Fever is the body's natural response to a foreign invader. So when the body is faced with a virus or bacteria, it will try to fight back by raising the body temperature in order to get rid of the potential invader. So not all fevers need to be treated or medicated. If it's a low-grade fever, you want to keep the child comfortable with a cool compress on their forehead. Encourage them to drink lots of fluid so they don't get dehydrated, because that's the big concern with fever. But if it's a high fever, say the fever is over 104, or if the fever is accompanied by ear pain or neck pain, or the child is really lethargic and just out of sorts, then those are circumstances where it's important to get the child to the doctor. But again, if it's just a low-grade fever, keep them comfortable at home. Cool compresses, you could also give a little bit of Tylenol or acetaminophen to help if they're, you know, saying that they feel achy or uncomfortable. So that's a good way to manage that.
Okay. And then 104 is your limit?
Well, I mean, it 104 for an older child. Now, if the child is an infant, so if you have an infant, especially a really, you know, new baby, 3 months or younger, the definition of a fever is different. And if the fever is over 100 degrees or 100.4 in a young infant, then I would take the baby to see the doctor, because infant fever, they could develop seizures, it could become more serious quickly, greater risk of consequences. So with infants, you want to go to the doctor with a lower fever. But with the older children, if it's 101, 102, even up to 103, I would say you might be able to manage it okay at home. But once we get to 104, then I think a call or visit to the doctor is warranted.
Okay. All right, then what else what other symptoms can we handle mostly at home?
Yeah, so the next area I wanted to touch on would be tummy trouble. So vomiting and diarrhea, which these are, again, also very common in kids. Sometimes we refer to these things as like stomach flu, or, you know, there could be some kind of bug going around, and how the body, again, naturally responds to a bug or a germ would be to try and expel it. And that's what happens with vomiting and diarrhea. The body's trying to purge or eliminate the invader. And so you don't need to run to the doctors with a single episode of diarrhea or vomiting. But if it's persistent and it's not getting better, or there's other symptoms along with vomiting and diarrhea, say a high fever, then you would see the doctor. But for just, some loose stool, some diarrhea, which this is very common in young kids. In fact, according to, you know, some government statistics, by the time a child is 5, they will have had 15 episodes of diarrhea, and these are healthy children. So what I would recommend as a pharmacist, if your child is experiencing diarrhea or vomiting, make sure they stay hydrated with lots of fluids. And the best type of fluid to give a child in that is experiencing these symptoms would be an electrolyte solution that's designed to rehydrate the body with the right balance of sugar and salt and water. So you can find something like Pedialyte or the generic equivalent in the pharmacy, and that's a good choice rather than, say, a sports beverage or some of those other drinks that have a lot of other things in them and are not really designed for children. So give them some Pedialyte. And I would also recommend for diarrhea, and this is a remedy that you can see in the pharmacy. It's fairly new. It's called DiaRescue. That's DiaResq. And I did some consulting work with the company that has launched this, and it's really fascinating because it's not a drug, and it is actually classified as a food for special dietary use. And it contains colostrum and egg solids, and these naturally derived ingredients, they contain immune factors and nutrients that help work with the body's own underlying processes to stop the diarrhea, restore intestinal balance. So that is a great remedy. Actually, I would recommend that's a good one to keep on hand in your medicine cabinet so that if the child comes down with diarrhea, you have it handy and you can give it right away. You give it right at the onset of diarrhea. And according to the studies, it can help to resolve diarrhea in as quick as 24 hours. So that's pretty fast. It's a little powder packet. You mix it with water. It comes with a cup. So, and there's three packages in each box, so you can have it on hand for future episodes. So the DiaRescue is a really good remedy. And again, ensuring they drink lots of fluids like the Pedialyte. The other thing I would suggest is once a child's able to tolerate food, to give a bland diet. So things like bananas and rice, crackers, dry toast. Stay away from things that are really sugary and sweet, like fruit juices or soda, because too much sugar, and that can actually worsen diarrhea in some cases. So you want to keep the diet bland. And again, see the doctor if the symptoms don't get better, or if there's blood or in the vomit or in the stool, or if there's a high fever along with the vomiting and diarrhea.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what do you consider persistent tummy troubles?
Right. So if it doesn't get better in, I would say, 2 to 3 days, then I would take the child to the doctor.
2 to 3 days.
Yeah, in 2 to 3 days. But if it's diarrhea that the child's experiencing and you give the DiaRescue, again, according to the research, usually that helps to resolve it in about 24 hours. Now, vomiting, again, the body's trying to purge, get rid of something. Usually there's a single episode or maybe a couple episodes, but if vomiting is lasting more than, say, 24 hours or there's blood in the vomit and it's uncontrollable, then get in to see the doctor because in some cases there's acute medications they can give to stop that and get the child's tummy to settle down.
Okay. All right. What is the next symptoms we can...
Yeah, so the next symptoms I wanted to talk about would be cough and cold and respiratory problems. So given that we're just getting into the cold and flu season, these tend to be common issues. You know, a child will often come down with, say, you know, 8 to 10 colds and flus during the season, children's immune systems are still developing, and so they tend to catch more bugs as they're going around. And also just the fact that kids put things in their mouths a lot. They're touching toys and they're touching doorknobs, and they aren't always the best with hygiene, like washing their hands. It's not something that comes natural for a lot of young children. So what I would suggest, if your child is coming down with a cold, you want to, again, keep them hydrated with lots of fluids, things like Pedialyte, and in this case with a cough or cold, you can give some fruit juices and things like that, some pure juices, and soup is also a great remedy, nice chicken soup, homemade chicken soup. And there are certain things you can find in the pharmacy that are safe for kids that can help to speed healing, such as echinacea and zinc and also vitamin C. That can be very helpful. But if, and actually honey too, which is one of my favorite natural remedies to give my son when he has a cough or has a sore throat, honey's great. Kids love the taste of it, right? So that's always easy to get them to take.
Right.
But if the symptoms are persistent, again, with a cough or cold, like most of these things, they run their course in 7 to 10 days. But if the symptoms are severe and the child isn't able to get any rest, or if there's a really high fever, or if the child is complaining of chest pain, or they're having, if you see them struggling to breathe, they're having difficulty breathing, that could indicate pneumonia, bronchitis. That needs to be seen by the doctor.
Okay. All right. So if you're complaining of chest pain along with a cough and cold, or your child is, or lack of rest, that's the signal to go to the doctor.
That's right, yeah, and this goes with adults as well. If you have a cold and it seems to, you know, sometimes colds can lead to secondary infections. So if you might start off with a cold, which is a virus, and the body's immune system gets weakened, and sometimes a bacterial infection can start, and that could be in the sinuses, could be in the lungs, like a pneumonia or bronchitis. And those are more serious infections. They may require antibiotics. Antibiotics are only useful for treating bacterial infections, not for colds and other viruses, but it's really up to the doctor to make that call and make a determination, and oftentimes they'll do a swab or run a test to see if an antibiotic is warranted.
Okay. All right. And what is another item that we need to know about, or another symptom that we need to know about, where we need to know exactly when to go to the doctor?
Okay, so the last one I wanted to touch on would be rash, skin rash. And these are also very common in children. Rashes can arise from something the child's eaten, something in their environment that they've come in contact with, maybe playing with different, you know, toys, or they get exposure to a certain chemical. It could also be due to different detergent or different clothing. I mean, it's really tricky to tell what's causing the rash. But just some general advice, most rashes will go away on their own. You want to keep the child comfortable. You can put a cool compress on the rash if it's itchy, but you don't want to scrub it. You would want to use a natural ointment to help soothe the skin and promote healing. I like ingredients like vitamin E, coconut oil, zinc, calendula. Also for diaper rash, for the little ones that are in diapers, zinc is one of the best ingredients you can put on the diaper area to help protect the skin from moisture and also help promote healing. But if you notice that the child's rash is developing, if there's blistering or oozing, or if the child's extremely fussy and it's, you sense that maybe it's really getting uncomfortable, or if it's swollen, then I would take the child in to see the doctor.
Oh, okay. So look for blistering or oozing before heading to a medical professional.
Yeah, blistering, oozing, if it's spreading, if it's swollen, red, really red, then it could indicate, measles and other types of infections cause rash. And so in those cases, you'd want to get in touch with your pediatrician.
Okay. Other than that, with a rash, most people don't think about going to the doctor for a rash.
No, that's right. I mean, even with things like poison ivy and poison oak that you might come in contact with, there are there's not a whole lot that the doctors can do other than if it's a severe reaction, like a severe allergy to a plant. They may give some prednisone, which is a prescription, or some a prednisone or a steroid cream. But in a lot of cases, you can get things in the pharmacy like oatmeal baths and products like Aveeno and other things that have ingredients that help to calm the skin down and promote healing. So some rashes can be managed at home. But again, if there's severe blistering and oozing, redness, swelling, then I'd see the doctor.
Do you think that parents overall know when to go to the doctor, or are there some parents, does it depend on the parent? Some parents are always going to the doctor and some are never going to the doctor.
Yeah, you know, some people are nervous Nellies, right? Especially first-time new parents, young parents. They're worried about, you know, letting something go that should be seen by the doctor. And I understand that concern. And so often, you know, pharmacists, we're really at the front lines. We field a lot of questions. People come in to see us. They might have questions about whether their cough or cold could be treated, or whether they should take the child into the doctor. So you can always check with your pharmacist. First, you can call the pharmacist and explain what's going on, and sometimes we can give advice over the phone, or sometimes we might say, hey, it's, you know, take the child in to see the doctor.
Oh, okay. All right. We're talking to Sherry Torkus, and we've been talking about when you should go take a child to the doctor, and let's review. First off is fever. If your child has a fever of up to over 104, you're saying that's
right,
when to go to the doctor.
Right. If the fever is over 104, or if it's accompanied by other symptoms such as difficulty breathing, vomiting, diarrhea, if the child's very lethargic. But also keep in mind, if you have an infant less than 3 months, if that fever is over 100 or 100.4, then you want to get in to see the doctor.
Okay. And then we talked about tummy troubles, and you said when they become persistent, that is lasting more than a couple of days, right?
That's right. Yeah. So if the diarrhea doesn't go away, or the vomiting, if it's severe, if the child's symptoms persist longer than a day or so, if we're getting into the second or third day, then for sure see the doctor. But keep in mind, there are some things that you can want to give at home. The electrolyte solution like Pedialyte, very good to prevent dehydration. And then I mentioned Diarescue, which is a remedy that's actually safe to use in children as young as 1 year of age.
Oh, okay.
So that's a powder packet. You mix it with water, and it helps to restore normal intestinal balance and relieve diarrhea. So it's been clinically studied. That's something that's really great to have on hand again this time of year.
And that's new in pharmacies everywhere, right?
Yeah, that's pretty new. I would say you can find it in Walmart, Walgreens. It's in a lot of the pharmacies now, and you know, I like to keep that at home in the medicine cabinet because you just never know, right, when the child is going to encounter some kind of a tummy bug or something that you don't want to have to run out to the pharmacy late at night or on the weekend. So if you have it handy, that would be, you know, something to do for sure. And also the Pedialyte, that's a good one to keep on hand.
Okay. And then the cough and cold, when the time to go to the doctor is when it's accompanied by chest pain and the lack of sleep, right?
Right. Chest pain, difficulty breathing, or if there's neck or ear pain, or if the symptoms are not getting better, if the child's symptoms, the cough, cold, congestion, if it seems to get worse rather than better with time, then it could indicate there's a secondary infection developing, or if with the case of difficulty breathing and chest pain, it could be a bronchitis or pneumonia, and so that does need to be seen by the doctor. But otherwise, keep the child comfortable with lots of fluids, maybe some chicken soup. You can get echinacea and vitamin C for kids to help support their immune system,
mm-hmm.
and honey, which is a great remedy for that dry hacking cough or also a sore throat.
Okay. And then the last item we talked about, the last symptom we talked about, you should go to the doctor for a rash if there is blistering or oozing, right?
That's right. If there's blistering, if there's oozing, if the rash is really red or swollen or wet, it could indicate there's an infection. But with most rashes, they will go away on their own. For diaper rash, you would want to use a cream or ointment that has zinc Also look for vitamin E, almond or coconut oil. Those ingredients really help to soothe and protect the skin. And I would look for things that are fragrance-free and designed for children, because some products, some creams and ointments that you see in the pharmacy, are, they have ingredients that would, you know, could be potentially more irritating. You want to avoid a lot of chemicals and fragrances and things like that.
Okay. So, Sherry, have you written all this down in a book, or where can people get more information from you about these items?
Yeah, so I have books. You can check out my website, and because I have a blog that I posted on this topic. It's when to make that call to the doctor. And so if you go to my website, it's sherrytorkus.com, and that's SHERRYTORKOS. So if you go to sherrytorkus.com, click on my blog page, and you'll see a post called When to Make the Call, and I've summarized all of these tips along with some links to some of the things that I've recommended today.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for helping to straighten parents out on when they should go take their child to the doctor. It's fascinating. Thank you for being my guest today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's no problem. Sherry Torkus has been our guest today. She is a holistic pharmacist, and that is Community Connection for today.